Welcome back to the show. This is TSN Hockey Analytics. You're listening on TSN 1050 Toronto, TSN 1200 Ottawa, and on iTunes. Give us a follow on Twitter at TSN Analytics, myself at AndyMC81. Very excited to chat with our next guest, Stu Siegel, former owner and CEO of the Florida Panthers, current chairman and CEO of Hockey Tech. Stu, welcome. How's it going?
Everything's great, Andy. Thanks for having me on. Chatting with your listeners.
Absolutely. And I want to start with the video feature that Bloomberg did on Hockey Tech, and it's titled Bringing Big Data Analytics to the Ice Rink. Fascinating on the technology involved and how they're able to outline what the company is doing as far as tracking players and the pocket. Can you take us through some of what Hockey Tech is doing right now?
Sure. Well, we were very lucky to spend multiple hours one day a few weeks ago with Bloomberg TV, and it's great to have them come out and visit us and take an interest in what we're doing in the hockey world. But yeah, what we've created a system which enhances all the existing systems we do for leagues, of course, that puts chips on the player and in the puck to be able to track their every movement on the ice and to really automate some of the game event compilation that goes on so that we can bring more and more information to the analytics community in the hockey world.
Well, one of the comments that you made in the video, which I thought was really intriguing, was about how you can track the kilometers or essentially miles on a player and see who, okay, well, what, how fast was he going near the end of the game? Who has a little more juice? And it really incorporating all of that to trying to make the best hockey decisions.
Well, what's really cool about the technology we've developed is that it's all real time. So during the game, a coach can literally see these stats being compiled as they're being, in real time as they're happening. So things like tracking, even things that we take for granted that seem simple that the NHL does, but no other league does, such as simply just time on ice. How long has a player been on the ice? In the analytics community, we take that for granted because the NHL puts a lot of human capital into doing that, but none of the other leagues below that, including the AHL, do it for the fans and for the coaches in real time, especially.
And
so
I guess
a simple stat like that is important, but then we take it a step further and can measure actual distance that players are skating or speeds that they're skating and create any kind of calculations on that as far as, body abuse or, how much juice is left in the player at the end of the game when you need that player. I think in the video I mentioned, you're a coach at the end of a game looking for which player you want to put out there. It's not always an obvious choice. Who is juiced and who has energy are things that a coach right now has to just look at the player and make a, subjective interpretation based upon how hard they're breathing or how hard they're sweating. But, there are analytics out there that can make that happen.
And what a game changer that could be, right? Like if a coach can just glance down or be told that, And you can make that decision, not, as you said, who's breathing heavy, but actually use technology to decide that. Like if that the teams that can embrace that, like that's really an exciting advantage.
Yeah, well, I see in the future, taking that information, and of course each player has their physical limits.
Sure.
But each player's limits are different. Some are in different shape or at different tolerances and so forth. And having that data on every player and then being able to look at that at the end of the game would be a great example of how this technology could be used really in real time during a game.
In conversation with Stu Siegel, former owner and CEO of the Florida Panthers and current chairman and CEO of Hockey Tech. So, Stu, we know, as you said, the NHL obviously doing things at the highest level. Is it tougher to track advanced metrics in junior or the minor leagues compared to the pros?
I don't think it's tougher to. It's just they're just not putting the effort and the money into doing it. So the way we've attacked it is, I believe, as you know, Andy, we do the official scoring system for pretty much all the leagues, elite leagues below the NHL.
Right.
So the AHL, ECHL, the three CHL leagues, the USHL, we take it down even further into most of the CJHL leagues as well, the 10 leagues. We do multiple of those as well as the NHL and the U.S., some college, basically staying on what I would call the elite end, kind of tier one, tier two junior, amateur hockey and minor pro. But the challenge there is, although our system allows a lot of physical collection, such as, to give you a perfect example of a shot is taking to measure who took that shot and where that shot was taken from. We give them the technical capability to do that during the game, but it does take a human element to do it correctly. Even the NHL, it throws a lot of humans at it. The accuracy of that data is often suspect at the end of the game, and they have to go back and go through video to try to do it. Certainly after a game, a lot of this information can be compiled for coaching purposes through video analysis, but again, that's very time-consuming. So right. We've kind of taken the stance that we're going to be the collector of this information or help enable the collection of this information easier for teams, and the system with adding technology to it and chips on the players just helps collect more and more of that data automatically or semi-automatically.
So obviously, when you go to the leagues, you're dealing with the league officials and the heads of those particular leagues. Do you have any interaction directly with the clubs? Because obviously, there's going to be different mindsets or strategies of coaches or front offices on, maybe you have some old school guys who don't want to use the technology. Do you have any interaction with the actual teams, or is it all kind of at the higher end league level?
No, we work pretty strongly with all the teams, and although we don't do the scoring system for the NHL, all 30, now 31 NHL teams with Las Vegas involved use our systems to analyze data and to capture data, especially on the scouting side, and integrating stats information with scouting information is really where the future stands as far as I'm concerned. You know, the perfect blend of both objective and subjective information, I think, is the perfect combination.
Mm-hmm. In conversation with Stu Siegel, former owner and CEO of the Florida Panthers, current chairman and CEO of Hockey Tech. What type of numbers and stats has Hockey Tech been trending toward, considering the hockey world's ever-growing focus on advanced stats? Is there an area that you're focusing more on now than let's say, a year ago?
Again, our goal has been to capture more and more data and enable leagues and teams to capture that data easier. We've been attacking all ends from both the scouting side, which, of course, is subjective, to the video analysis, to, just game time capture of events. Real time is very important to us so that, coaches can use it during the game and in between periods or even on the bench using a tablet. So that's kind of where I see the future going, and we're devoting a lot of effort to that. But as far as stats are concerned, I mean, with our automated capture and putting chips in the puck and on a player, we can do a much better job, for instance, of capturing beyond what I talked about before of distance and speed, but even in very important stats like puck possession, which are, as you know, through Corsi and the various versions of Corsi and flavors of it, are trying to estimate puck possession, but we can actually do it almost perfectly accurately and automated through our systems.
Now, you may have touched on this already, but I wanted to bring it up that Hockey Tech is using a scouting system called RinkNet. Can you tell us what's involved there? Have you gone over some of that already, or is it something different?
Well, Hockey Tech is the provider of RinkNet. Mm-hmm. RinkNet is our scouting system. So, again, that is the system that all now 31 NHL teams are using to compile all their scouting information. Every one of their scouts out in the field utilize that system, and it's a kind of a database workflow system that is used, and we have different customizations of it for each team, because each team has their needs and desires of how they want their scouting system to work. I mean, a simple example might be in some teams may allow all the scouts to see all the other scouts' reports on a player, and some teams may want that just to flow up through, the director of scouting, as opposed to allowing other scouts to see, be tainted by or influenced by other scouts' opinions of that player.
Stu, last one for you here. As we know, the NHL has been ever-changing, especially the last 3 years since that summer of analytics. And you've seen it firsthand from your time as owner and CEO of the Florida Panthers. How did you utilize analytics in the running of your front office while with the Panthers?
Well, it's a funny story going back. I got involved in Panthers ownership in the summer of 2008, right before the 8-9 season. My career has been fully in, and where I've made my living has been in technology and information services and analytics. So, of course, when I got involved with the team and got more involved, became the CEO of the organization, managing partner, I sat down with our general manager at the time, the Randy Sexton, and said, so what are, you know, what's the secret sauce? What are we doing? How do we decide who we're going to give $5 million contracts to and who we're going to give $1 million contracts to? And he kind of looked at me funny and said, well, you know, we have scouts out there that are building information so that we know what it is. I said, but now what stats are we working with? And he said, you know, basically the same stats the fans have. We have goals, this plus minus, you know, those kind of information. I'm like, really? There's no secret information that we have? That kind of set me off on we need to find better ways to automate and capture information. Kind of started with video analysis, so there wasn't much more there. Video at the time was just becoming digital as opposed to analog, and so there's more things you could do and do it easier. We brought in some technologies, like you mentioned, RinkNet earlier, which is a company that Hockey Tech acquired. You know, but what we found was you could bring in all the tools, but if the information isn't being compiled or there's no easy way to compile that information, there's not much you can do with it. You can build your scouting staff and make them more advanced and gather better information, but you know, if the information isn't being compiled, especially at the junior levels where we're looking at prospects, or you know, as we're looking through finding diamonds in the rough in the AHL or the ECHL, you know, the information just isn't there. And I think you talk about the summer of analytics a few summers ago. That kind of really opened my eyes as well, because, you know, from my experience with the Panthers, you can hire the greatest statisticians and analytics minds in the world, but if they don't have information to work with, there's not much they can do.
Right.
So we've kind of dedicated the Hockey Tech. You know, when I sold my interest in the Panthers, I decided it was something I was going to tackle and started Hockey Tech. And rather than just start from scratch, I started acquiring little companies that were doing little pieces of what was done. We've acquired five companies to date to put that together. You know, RinkNet was one of them that you mentioned earlier. And our focus has really been on, you know, data capture and being able to use that data, providing the tools. Right now, we don't really want to be in the business of making decisions for teams. We think that there are plenty of great minds, and each team wants to have their little different flavor and competitive advantage, so we're not there to do that. But we're there to help them organize and give them the tools and give them data to work with. I kind of refer to it as, you know, you think of the military where you have lots of artillery, but if you don't have the ammunition, there's not much you could do. You can have the greatest, you know, tanks, but if they don't have, you know, artillery to work with, or ammunition to shoot, they're not very effective. So we kind of consider ourselves the ammunition dealer, you know, for the hockey world.
Stu, just such fascinating information, and really appreciate you taking the time. If people want to learn more, where can they check out Hockey Tech and learn more?
The best way is to go to our website, hockeytech.com. It's hockeytech.com. And all the information is there. I'm also on Twitter if anyone wants to contact me directly, at Stu Siegel. I'm on there quite frequently and happy to reply to people if they have questions.
Excellent. And we'll hope to have you on the show again soon. This was great. Really appreciate it.
Andy, it's my pleasure, and I'm glad we could spend some time together today.
That was Stu Siegel, former owner, CEO of the Florida Panthers and current chairman, CEO of Hockey Tech. Wow, that's really interesting. I'll be back to wrap up the show in just a couple minutes with TSN.ca analytics analyst Scott Cullen. You're listening to TSN Hockey Analytics on TSN 1050, TSN 1200, and on iTunes.